Welcome to Studio Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller. I just realized I butchered that name. Ryan, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty good, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, besides the fact that I just screwed up our name.
It's Student Radio Time, not Studio Time.
Anyway, if you aren't familiar with what this show is all about, we're going to have, throughout the year, me and Ryan are looking for some great talent in Carmel High School. And
musical
If you have wonderful musical talent, or if you, it doesn't have to be wonderful, of course, but if you have talent that's worthy of being played on our station, we would love to have you on the show. And would you like to plug the email for it?
It is srt@whje.com.
srt@whje.com. We're looking for new talent all the time. Today we're going to have the wonderful Haley McCarter come in. We got her SoundCloud coming out. And so we're going to take a little break here. We'll be right back. We're going to play Tame Impala, my favorite band, Tame Impala with Elephant. We'll be right back after this song. Welcome back to Student Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller. Across from me is the very beautiful Ryan Ruthrath, along with the very beautiful Haley McCarter.
Thank you.
How are you doing today, Haley?
I'm doing good. Really
We've got
good.
You in here. We have to admit, we're going to have a live performance this morning from the infamous school-wide famous rapper ATG. He should be on in a couple weeks. He canceled today, so we kind of were running around like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off today looking for somebody to come in. Anyway, we had Haley come in, and we want to talk to you a little bit about the music that you're making. She has a SoundCloud. She does covers mostly. And so
I love being the second option.
Haley, what instrument do you play?
I play acoustic guitar and ukulele.
What grade are you in? Because you go to Carmel High School here.
Yes, I do go here. I'm a junior.
You're a junior? How long have you been playing the ukulele and the acoustic guitar?
Guitar? I think I started with my dad because he was like, father-daughtered hobby. And so we started that like second grade, but then I quit because my hands were too tiny for bar chords. But I picked it back up like seventh, eighth grade, something like that. And then ukulele just started like freshman year. Yeah.
Are you self-taught?
Yeah, guitar awesome. And ukulele.
How long have you been playing, do you think?
Which one? Like,
oh.
Yeah.
Probably guitar, because it seems like guitar is your primary instrument, correct?
Yeah. Because uke is like hard to fit into some songs, but like guitar with like self-taught and stuff, I had to do it like every single day. And it was so annoying to like teach myself like that. But like eighth grade is when I was like, I want to be special and play an instrument. So
when you kind of practice a lot growing up in the guitar, and when you kind of try out this ukulele, because it's a stringed instrument.
Yeah.
It's like a guitar, but it's definitely not the same thing.
No, but it did help like going into it knowing another stringed instrument like guitar and ukulele. Like some of the chord shapes are a little bit similar, and which like helps, but it's definitely like a totally different feel than what you're used to.
All right. Well, Haley McCarter here has a SoundCloud. Would you like to plug it?
It's soundcloud.com/HaleyMcCarter.
I'm looking at it right now. It's filled with some really great covers. Would you like us to play one?
Sure.
Okay, I'm gonna choose.
All right, you do that.
Okay, so we have Stolen Dance by Milky Chance coming up right now on WHA 91.3 from the wonderful Haley McCarter. We'll be right back.
So kind, but now boogie all night long. We're stoned in paradise. Shouldn't talk about it. Shouldn't talk about it.
That was Haley McCarter covering Milky Chance's more famous, I guess, yeah, their probably most famous song called Stolen Dance. Mm-hmm. How long does it take you to do something like that? Because I know that you are self-taught. Do you look up tabs?
Yeah, I use, like, I'm a cheater, and I use Ultimate Guitar Tabs. It's, like, the best website ever. You just, like, type in whatever song, and you can either get the chords for it or the tabs. Since I'm self-taught, I usually use the chords because tabs are a little bit harder for me to read. But, it takes, like, if I sit down and start recording, it usually takes me, like, 3 hours-ish to put something together.
Single song together?
Yeah, that's actually, like, really good that I'm going to put out. Like, I have, like, probably 5 covers just sitting in my GarageBand library that I haven't put out just because, like, they're not really that great, and I just put them together in, like, an hour, and, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the song had a really beautiful kind of chorusy and reverb to like effect. Is that something that you apply through GarageBand or do you have pedals?
Yeah, it's through GarageBand. I just use like the stuff that the little like, I guess, filters that they give you. But usually when I use a Yeti microphone, it's like the stereo, it just sits on a counter or whatever. But with that, I usually just put, what is it called? I put reverb on it, but then there's like a couple other things that I can't think of right now. But yeah, I do put extra stuff on there.
How many songs do you like put out, like making, let's say, a week?
Okay, I try to do like 1 or 2 a month usually, just because I feel like if I'm blowing up my Twitter and my Facebook and like, listen to me, it's like annoying. And also it takes a while. Like last month I was kind of in a place where I was like, I don't really know what I want to cover. And like a lot of the stuff that I was doing wasn't really working out that well. So you kind of get like in a block, especially since I don't really write my stuff a lot of the time. It's hard to like choose, but I usually try and do like 1 or 2 a month.
Are you working on any independent work at this time?
No, I am not, sadly. I kind of want to start doing that, but I don't think I have the touch yet. I don't have the
You sure have the voice.
You
do have a very beautiful voice.
Thank you.
The quality is wonderful too. What type of stuff do you use to record?
So I use a Yeti stereo microphone, and I use just like my MacBook, and I just plug that in and I start recording. That's really it. I haven't really been, and this is like the most professional studio I think I've ever been in. I usually just record in my bedroom.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I really want to try and like go get some studio time, but that's pretty expensive, so.
Yeah. Well, that is Haley McCarter. We will be right back. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with some more questions for her and also a couple more of her songs off her SoundCloud. We will be right back after these short messages. Welcome back to Student Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller. Of course, we have the always wonderful Ryan Ruthraff.
I thought I was beautiful, Ben.
Beautiful.
You're just beautiful.
All around great.
You're beautiful.
And then across from me is also the very beautiful Haley McCarter. We had a recording of her playing one of her covers of a Milky Chance song just a few moments ago. We're going to play another one right now. We'll come back with her. Haley, what song would you like us to play?
You're going to be playing my Street Joy cover by White Denim.
Wonderful band, wonderful song. We'll be right back.
Like your guide, so
That was Haley McCarter with Street Joy, a cover of a wonderful band, one of my actual modern favorite bands, White Denim. You saw them live, didn't you?
I didn't, actually. I didn't. I have their live show from Kentucky on a vinyl.
Yeah. That's what you were telling me.
So I like to listen to it and pretend I'm there.
Well, it's a wonderful cover.
How long did that take you to record, edit, sing?
That one?
Yes.
Okay, so when that one happened, I was low budget, obviously, and didn't have a mic or anything, so I actually recorded it on my phone, and SoundCloud used to let you directly record and then post, and I didn't get to edit, but you could, like, crop, like, where it starts and where it ends. So that one probably took me, like, an hour altogether from, like, starting to record to putting it up, just because I had to, like, retry and stuff, but I didn't get to edit that or anything. So
you had to do that all in one take without messing it up.
Yeah.
How difficult is that to do?
It used to be really hard. Like, I take it for granted now because I have, like, a mic and stuff, and I have the ability to, like, go through and, like, edit stuff that I don't like or whatever, but, like, then that I had to, like, sit down and be like, okay, this is the take. This is gonna work. Like, I'm gonna post this one, and, like, yeah. So it was pretty hard, like, having to just do it all in one thing.
So do you learn how to play the song first, or do you learn the lyrics first, or do you do them both at the same time?
Usually if I end up covering a song, I know it. I try and, like, make sure I know the whole thing, like, lyric-wise first, just so I don't have to, like, focus on that, really, mm-hmm. and I can just focus on, like, the musicality of it. But so I try and learn, like, the lyrics first, and then once I decide I'm going to cover it, then I'll learn the chords and everything and harmonies.
I want to keep going back to that one take thing, because I can't do anything in one take. So how many times does it take you to record something without messing up?
It's so crazy. Like, if you mess up one thing, like one little chord, and I am such a perfectionist, like if I hit the pick wrong on the strings and it made like a weird noise, I would start over, and like there would be times where I would just get so frustrated. I'd be like, okay, I can't do this, and I would just like throw it away and not end up doing it. Like, it's so frustrating. But then, like, you just get to the point where you're like, okay, like, you have to calm yourself down and be like, this is the one, and then it ends up working, and you're like, oh, I'm proud of myself. I can post this, and I'm, like, proud of my work. So, yeah, it's a frustrating process, but it's worth it.
It's a process that probably every single musician has experienced.
Yeah, definitely.
A lot in their life. I mean, I personally myself have been working on my own music here and there. And, I can totally see that perfectionist thing. Like, I've never been much of one until when you really sit down and you listen to yourself and you're like, I gotta get the tempo right. I gotta get the pitch right. I gotta get the notes. It's just like, I understand exactly where you're coming from. So,
do you want to plug your SoundCloud one more time in case somebody joined in the middle and is interested in you?
All right. My SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/ I don't know if it's back or forward, but there is a slash, Haley McCarter, and yeah, you should go check it out. Be really cool. Give me some love.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today, Haley.
Thank
we
you
should
for having
probably
me.
See you pretty soon. Yeah. Actually, come on and play guitar for us.
Yeah,
live.
And alive. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Speaking of live, when we come back from this short break, we're gonna have Kendall Walter, a fellow WHA student, come in and sing a song for us. So be excited for that. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Student Radio Time. My name is Ben Miller, Ryan Ruthroff across the street from me. And then over here, we have another wonderful talent coming into our studio. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey guys, I'm Kendall.
Hi, Kendall.
You were actually on the show a couple weeks ago, too, and you sang a song for us. What song did you sing?
I sang Back to December by Taylor Swift.
It was pretty good, in my opinion.
Not quite my taste, but it was wonderful. It was a wonderful performance.
It was very last minute, so I just did what I knew. So,
well, she offered today because we were kind of short on some live performances.
Not.
No, we just kind of forced her to. We're lying to you guys out there,
like we did last time. But she did perfectly fine last time, so I'm expecting her to do just as good this time, if not better.
I mean, dude, we might as well use her because she's a wonderful singer. It's a wonderful resource when we don't have anyone else to go to.
I'm glad you're using me as a second option, guys.
That's what she said. That's what Haley said. All right. Anyway, so we're going to have you sing a song for us. Are you ready?
What song is it?
I am ready. I'm singing Make You Feel My Love by Adele.
All right. Well, let's do it. Thank you. That was great.
Thanks.
Always wonderful.
What did I tell you, everybody? Was she good or was she great?
I think she was perfect.
Decent.
Oh, come on. You're beating yourself up. You have a wonderful voice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And you don't, I know you don't sing as, like, you don't have a SoundCloud or anything. You don't sing as much as you actually sound like you do.
I mean, I used to be in choir and then I dropped out of it just for acting and theater, and then I quit that too, so I really haven't performed much in the past 3 years, so this is kind of one of the first times for actually performing in front of, well, in front of a group, I guess.
Do you practice by yourself, like, ever, like, see you sometimes, like, when the parents are out of the house, you just
I mean, I have karaoke jam sessions whenever my parents are gone, and then obviously, like, the singing in the shower and stuff, because, I mean, the echo from the shower always makes it sound
better. There's nothing better than that.
A good jam session in the shower.
Well, thank you, Kendall, for coming on last minute for us there. You really saved us there, and you completed our show for us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
I'm glad I got to. I actually had a lot of fun this time.
But what about the last time? Didn't you have fun last time?
The last time I was just too nervous. My hand was just shaking. Ryan, I'm pretty sure you saw it. I was just sitting here, and my hand was just shaking like crazy, and I was just really nervous, so I was too nervous to enjoy it, but this time I enjoyed it. So.
It was a pleasure to have you.
Well, I'm glad I got to be here.
And we'll be looking out for you and seeing if you could come back in a couple times.
Just not last
year.
Minute.
Next time we have a crazy, crazy mishap happen. But that wraps us up for this week on Student Radio Time. Ryan, what'd you think about today?
I thought it was great. I liked the musical performances that we had today, either live or SoundCloud. They were both wonderful. And if you want to check us out, if you missed the... If you're just joining in and you missed most of the show, you could check us out on whje.com under shows, under student radio time. And you can find all of our past shows that have been on there.
All right. Well, that wraps us up. We're going to end out the show today with a really kicking rock and roll song. Here is Royal Blood with Figure It Out. See us again here on Student Radio Time in a couple of weeks.